Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, there's a phenomenon that's occurring in this country. I'm going to start with Missouri, but it's occurred in South Dakota, Utah, Montana, Arizona, and Florida, where the voters will go to a referendum and they will say something. They will make a statement which has the force of law. And gerrymandered Republican illegitimate legislatures will say things like, well, they didn't have enough information. They didn't know what they were doing. So we're going to ignore it. And then Republican Supreme Courts in those states back them up. The Republican Party is simply rejecting the will of the voters. Let me give you an example in Missouri. In Missouri, voters in a referendum amended the Missouri Constitution to make thousands more people eligible for Medicaid, a specific constitutional change. The legislature, when they got that, said, well, they couldn't have intended that. They didn't have enough information. They're just the people. They couldn't have intended that. They did not have enough information, quote, end quote. And so what the Missouri gerrymandered Republican legislature did is shut down attempts to expand Medicaid, even though the federal government gave the money for it, just like in Wisconsin, Voss is doing the same thing. In Missouri, they actually changed the Constitution in a referendum to say accept it. And the legislative response was, well, they didn't intend it. They didn't have enough information. They're just dumb. They're just dumb. The equivalent of Voss down there said they're just dumb, which is what he says up here when it comes to polls that seem to support it. The same thing has happened, similar things, in South Dakota, Utah, Montana, Arizona, and Florida. In Florida, they put in a constitutional amendment to say that felons could vote. Once they served their time, felons could vote. The Republican gerrymandered illegitimate legislature said, well, they didn't say anything about paying off the fines. And in most convictions, they'll throw in a fine, frequently not a large one, 10, 20 grand, but nobody can afford that. So they wouldn't let felons vote. And a wealthy guy offered to pay for all the signs of all the felons in Florida, and they still found a way to stop it. These legislatures, these Republican legislatures, or like the Politburo in Russia or China, does not matter what people say. The Republican Party does not care what people say. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call very quickly. I don't understand what's driving the GOP Republican Party. Everything from voting to what they're doing in this state also with turning down federal money, which helps me, the taxpayer. And the bottom line is you fought, not necessarily everybody, for the right to vote, a free vote. I just don't. It's not the Republican Party. I've never been a Republican per se, but what is driving this? I don't get it. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you know, that's a profound question. And here's my view. You take that issue that you just raised. If they took the federal money, the feds would pay for everything, and you would get it, for instance, if you were a single person, if you made up to 17 grand a year. 17 grand a year is not a lot of money. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's not a lot of money. It's not enough money to buy medical care. Voss wants it that you only get it paid up to 14 grand. In other words, you make over 14, you're out of luck. If you make up to 14, you can get Medicaid, and the state will pay for it out of state tax dollars. Instead of extending it to 17 grand, this for a single person, and the feds pick it up, which with our federal tax money. He's double taxing us, and he's basically trying to hurt people who make between 14 and 17 grand a year. He says, I want to incentivize them. I want to get them off that welfare mentality. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you're a rational person and you're making 14 grand a year and somebody goes, well, I'll give you a half a buck an hour raise to make you 16 grand, you'd be crazy to take it. I mean, you know, you're losing your medical care. This is the kind of games they're playing. And with a family of three, the feds would have paid it for people who make up to, I think it's 27 grand a year. Family of three raising a kid on 27 grand a year, give me a break. Foss is going, no, the 100% of poverty level is only, I think, 24 grand or something. So anything over that, you know, they're pretty flush. They can give up a hamburger or two. Get them that good incentive to do what? Come on. You know, this is not the Republican Party, Paul, that you and I knew growing up. I mean, I've never been a Republican, but, you know, I was used to people like Dwight Eisenhower. I was used to people like, you know, George H.W. Bush. I was used to people like Lee Dreyfus and, you know, Warren Knowles and Tommy Thompson. These were people who didn't agree with him on a lot of stuff. But basically, you know, when you went to sleep at night, you didn't think they were out there to dismantle your democracy. You didn't think they were out there to injure a poor person, to deny them a mammogram, a woman, to deny them, you know, blood pressure. They had some heart problems. And then bump them off young, because they truly don't look on them as human beings. I always believed that both parties looked on everybody as human beings. They just differed on their approach on different issues. I now believe that there is a significant part of the Republican Party leadership that does not look on people as human beings. And what's caused that? I think part of it is racial. I think that we changed our immigration laws in 1965 to bring in fewer European immigrants and a lot more Asian, African, and Middle Eastern immigrants. And that has people alarmed. And I'll be very honest with you. I do not want to see any more jihadist culture come into the state either. I do not want to see any more 9/11s, Boston Marathon, San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, and the Manhattan Bike Path murders. I don't want that either. But that doesn't mean you throw out democracy. And that's what they've done. They're throwing out democracy. To them, democracy is a joke. You know, in Arizona, there's a bill in the Arizona legislature to make the presidential primary advisory. It's, oh, that's cute. That's cute. They want this one. That's cute. No, the gerrymandered Republican legislature will pick the electors, and they'll be for the Republican. That's what's going on. So it's a time for patriots to stand tall. It's a time for patriots to stand tall. You're a patriot, I am, and they're Republican patriots. I think Mitt Romney is, Liz Cheney is, Ben Sass is, Lisa Murkowski is. I think these people have got to stand tall. And our country is at a crossroads. The QAnon element is not going away. The QAnon element is not going away. And that's why we're vigilant. That's why Devil Radio is vigilant to these issues. I think the only radio station I know of that is vigilant to these issues. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Some great programming today. Don't have time to go through it all. Go on our website to find it. But coming up, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram. Saturday, really terrific shows, but one of them in particular, my buddy Pizza Box Mike. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Okay, that's it for today. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place, with some of that good Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Make my way back home and learn to